President Truman's press and radio conference, the Old State Building, 21 August, 1952.
Please be seated. This time it's not the Navy clock that's slow, it's that one up there. I'm ready for questions, Tony.
Mr. President, I wondered if you have made any personal inquiries, sir, into the incidents in Sweden involving Miss Margaret.
No, I haven't.
I assume you have read over the reports you have.
I've read the reports as they came to me. I have read the article and don't intend to read it, and of course I won't say anything about it. I don't very often read the Post because it's always wrong on most things.
President, do you have any comment on the calling of the Russian Congress or any observations or reactions?
No, that's none of my business, except the Russians. You wanted to ask a question.
Do you have any comment on the exchange of letters between Governor Stevenson and Portland, Oregon, in which the governor promised to do his best to clean up what they called a mess in Washington?
I have no comment because I know nothing about any mess.
Mr. President, yesterday Governor Stevenson told a news conference that crime and corruption in Washington had been, quote, proven, unquote, by the fact that some people have been indicted and some of them sound. Any comment on that, sir?
I didn't see the article, and therefore I can't comment on it.
Mr. President, I'd also like to ask you, Senator John Sparkman said that the steel strike had been mishandled. I wonder if you have any reaction to that.
No comment, Tony.
You said you'd read the reports on the Swedish incident. Do you have any comment on them, sir?
None.
Mr. President, I'd like to clear up one thing in view of what Governor Stevenson said and what Senator Sparkman said. Do you have any feeling of being a target from?
Can't possibly be. I'm the key of the campaign. I can't be a target.
Follow that, Mr. President.
I said I have no comment on what Tony asked me, but I'm the key of the campaign, and so of course I can't be a target on the Democratic side. I'll be a target for Eisenhower and his cohorts, but not for the Democrats.
Mr. President, would you explain a little more what you mean by key of the campaign?
Well, the Democratic Party has to run on the record of the Roosevelt-Truman administrations, and that's all it can run on. You know that. You've been in politics a long time. Yeah, I used to see you down at the Senate all the time watching me. Well, that's all right. I'm glad to have you. I don't think you'll find out anything new.
Governor Stevenson has said something to this effect, that he wants to bring about a refreshening of the, I suppose, of what's going on for 12 years, or 20 years.
Well, new blood's always helpful in any organization, and I believe in that, too. I believe there ought to be new blood infused into the Democratic Party. But that doesn't mean that we're going to go back on what the Democratic Party's done over the last 20 years at all.
Well, Mr. President, go back to that evening post.
Why do you want to go back to that sheet for me? Go ahead, though.
Well, sir, I was a little surprised. You said you never read it, but it was always wrong. Now, how do you know that? Do you get a briefing? Do you get summaries of things?
All I need to do is look at the table of contents, May, and I know what's in it. And it's always wrong.
Mr.
President, on the question of the bodyguards for Miss Margaret, are there some new instructions or different instructions being sent to them?
Not necessary at all. They need no instruction. They're right always. I'll make the announcements at the proper time. And you'll all have a chance, those of you who want to, will have a chance to pack your grips and go along if you choose.
One of just going this thing one step further, I don't want to belabor the thing.
Go ahead, Tony.
Are you satisfied with the way that Stevenson and Sparkman have initiated their campaign?
No comment.
I don't want to do a solo with him, but I have to.
Go ahead, Tony. Try your luck.
Well, last week you said that General Eisenhower had sometimes garbled some of the things you said. I wonder if you could tell us just what you mean.
Did I say that, Tony? I don't remember saying anything like that.
Yes, so we had asked you about the liberty he would have to disclose what you told him, and you said that he'd always spoken pretty freely or some words to that effect, and he said sometimes he garbled what you said.
Maybe I said he got mixed up. I don't think he intended to garble it at all. All of us do that, including reporters.
And I have one more, sir. Well, I'm
shoot, Tony, shoot.
Los Angeles asked me about the visit of Mayor Fletcher Bowen Monday. He wouldn't talk after he left there. And
my suggestion to the Los Angeles Times, I guess that's the one that asked you, is to talk to the mayor.
They have done that, sir.
Well, that's all right, then. They've got all the information they're entitled to. They won't get any from me.
Could you say whether he's being considered for a judgeship out there?
The matter was not discussed at all, Tony.
Secretary Lovett raised an interesting question the other day on the carryover from one administration to the other on breaking in new men. Have you got any ideas on how that could be done on your budget?
Well, I think the record is perfectly plain on that they, both candidates have been invited to be briefed on the policy and the future situation with regard to the government. And of course, I think Secretary Lovett's idea was just a follow-up on that program. Of course, I don't know who the new cabinet's going to be, and neither does anybody else.
President, I wonder if you'd comment on what General Eisenhower had to say yesterday in Boise. I quote from one of the
Boise. Go ahead, Eddie, because I haven't read it.
I said that the government applies the philosophy of the left and goes on to say, the government will build power dams. The government will tell you how to distribute your power. The government will do this and that. The government does everything but come in and wash the dishes for the housewife.
Well now, Eddie, I think a little later on that will be gone into very carefully, but it'll be on the stump, not here at a press conference.
Well, Mr. President, could I ask a kind of a general question?
Sure, may. Let's see what you mean by a general question, but go ahead.
Yes. There again, you have read what General Eisenhower said, but you will answer later in the campaign. How do you keep up with the general progress of these subjects which you will either answer or deal with or you should know about? Do you get briefings or summaries?
Well, May, I think I know more about the government than any man in the United States. And when I get ready to tell what the government means and what it does, it'll be a categorical answer to anything that the opposition may have to say. I don't have to read what they have to say. I know what they're going to say.
Well,
and it's all wrong. And I'm going to prove that I'm right.
Does somebody thrash out to you the information you should have?
It's not necessary at all, May, because I'm familiar with the whole situation from start to finish.
You don't know what's being said if you don't read it yourself.
Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly what they're going to say. It's been said time and time again. Read Wilkie and read Dewey, and you just get a repeat, that's all.
session plan?
What's that?
Anything new on special session?
No, I'm thinking.
President, there's been some concern expressed on the part of some Democratic Party leaders for fear that Mr. Stevenson might not have the facilities of the same good researchers that you had in your 48 campaign. Some of these people, I believe, are still on your staff or closely associated with you. Their names have not been mentioned. There have only been two, I believe, sent from Mr. Stevenson's staff, or maybe one. I wonder if you would tell us if you're going to give Mr. Stevenson the same advantage of these good researchers as you had in 48.
Why, certainly. He can have all the information he wants, and so can Eisenhower if he wants it. I'll give them the truth. Then if they want to use it, why, it's up to them.
I won't cut anybody off. You have anything else to say, sir?
Not a thing, Tony.